Troopers and Comfort Dogs. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They're joining teachers, welcoming kids back to school in Uvalde, Texas, where the return was pushed back after May's massacre that left 19 students and two teachers dead at Robb Elementary, though. No students are going there today. It'll be torn down.
School had to be delayed to open so that they could make sure that these safety measures were in place. One of the most obvious ones is the 8-foot-tall fencing.
Kelly Saberi with Austin's Fox 7 TV.
Some parents have some hesitation, saying not every school has been modified equally. Some parents tell us they've opted to move their kids into the virtual academy that Uvalde offers.
Britain has a new prime minister. Liz Truss took over for Boris Johnson after meeting with the Queen this morning. Election Day here is now 9 weeks away. President Biden spent Labor Day campaigning in two key states, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, again taking aim at Trump-supporting Republicans he claims are
destroying democracy. Because democracy is at stake.
The Republican response this morning.
Joe Biden is an old and angry man.
Congressman David Kustoff tells Fox Business.
To take his aggression out on half of the nation or more than half of the nation, he should be embarrassed.
There's more shelling today around that Ukraine nuclear power plant feared to be in danger of a catastrophe. Russians took it over early in the invasion, and fighting in and around the facility yesterday knocked it for a time off the electricity grid. Russia is rearming itself, buying up rockets and artillery, and doing it by getting them from North Korea. And that's something that is going to, the New York Times had reported.
The weapons would be used by Russia in their war against Ukraine. That according to a newly downgraded U.S. intelligence finding first reported by the New York Times. The report appears to indicate that the move by Russia shows how its military is suffering from severe supply shortages partially caused by sanctions.
Ryan Schmelz, America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
In Tennessee, Fox Memphis is reporting a body's been ID'd as Eliza Fletcher's mom, abducted early Friday while jogging. The accused kidnapper will be arraigned this morning. The manhunt is still on for one of the two men accused of going on a stabbing rampage in Saskatchewan, Canada over the weekend that left 10 people dead.
Miles Sanderson, Damien's brother, may have sustained injuries. This has not been confirmed.
Damien is found dead. That's Rhonda Blackmore with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. More than a dozen other people were wounded in the rampage. The newly reformulated COVID vaccine booster shots will be arriving in more pharmacies this week, days after Pfizer and Moderna got FDA, then CDC approval for versions that now offer more protection against the dominant Omicron strains, which are more contagious, and will be available for those already vaccinated with the original versions of the COVID vaccine shots. Now, COVID restrictions are being eased even more on cruise ships.
As of today, vaccinated guests can sail on Carnival cruises as long as those over five present negative results from a PCR or antigen test taken no earlier than 3 days before departure. They note some locations do not accept self-administered tests like Canada, Greece, or Spain. Princess Cruise Line is removing a vaccine requirement for trips that are fewer than 16 days, though passengers also must provide proof of a negative test within 3 days of boarding. Starting yesterday, Royal Caribbean and Celebrity Cruise Line said all guests were welcome regardless of vaccination status, as long as testing requirements were met. Earlier this year, the CDC made its conditional sailing order for cruise lines voluntary, and this summer ended the COVID program for cruise ships. And Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are surging ahead of the trading today. A big upset at tennis's U.S. Open. The number two men's seed, Rafael Nadal, is out, unable to extend his record of 22 Grand Slam titles, beaten by American Francis Tiafoe, who moves on to the quarterfinals. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.